The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au. Yeah,
4 to 7, 4 to 6 in Queensland. Let's go to Adam, where all the newspapers are talking about Prince Andrew's interview. Adam.
Quite something. An extraordinary interview by Prince Andrew, a.k.a. the Duke of York. Basically, he's attempted to draw a line under his association with Jeffrey Epstein. You remember Epstein killed himself before standing trial for sex trafficking. Epstein was already a committed sex offender when Prince Andrew was friends with him, stayed with him, partied with him, and according to Virginia Giuffre, had sex with her several times against her wishes when she was just 17. The prince categorically denies this. But moving away from that, the whole interview is uneasy and awkward. The language he chooses is so stilted. And as a former Royal Press Secretary, Dickie Arbiter, puts it, he thinks that it's excruciating. And I have to say, Alan, the reaction generally, not even going to newspapers or media pundits or whatever, because they can be a bit dodgy, but just general people talking about it as a car crash, a disaster, a display of royal arrogance, that there are so many more questions as a result of this interview. And also, a number of charities are said to be thinking again about any association with Prince Andrew. I can't think they would pull the plug just based on this interview, but do you know what? It's a huge PR mistake, if nothing else. I can't think anyone said it was a good idea, even if the Queen sanctioned it, so we're told.
Well done. Well done. The British soldier brutality?
Yeah, well, here's another one. Yeah, and a load of accusations with this. Essentially, this is an investigation by the BBC and Sunday Times together, who allege that there was a cover-up by the government and senior defence figures, in particular at the Ministry of Defence, that essentially they looked into the cases of British troops killing civilians in Iraq and Afghanistan, particularly at the height of those troubles. And according to this investigation, although denied by the Ministry of Defence and others, like the Foreign Secretary and so forth, this investigation says that they were too quick to dismiss cases, and there were 52 at least alleged illegal killings that were never properly looked into and may well constitute prosecutions. And in some cases, of course, we're talking 15, 16 years later.
Yes.
And I mean, of course, some of it took place in the fog of war, but that doesn't excuse it, does it?
No, I don't know about that. I mean, who'd be a soldier, seriously? All right, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.